The Florida Retail Federation is backing a sales tax holiday for hurricane supplies and another for energy-efficient appliances. Vice President Randy Miller says the group is behind a 10-day back-to-school sales tax holiday pitched by Governor Rick Scott.
This is the most wildly popular holiday that we encountered. People come out from all over. We bring people in from other states, but it's a great, great thing for citizens to be able to save on back-to-school clothing and materials and supplies.
There actually is some evidence that retailers might not offer quite as good a sale as they were going to offer because that sales tax holiday creates a lot of hype. It gets people in the door, so their sales don't have to be quite as generous as they would be otherwise.
Carl Davis is the spokesman for the Institute on Taxation and Policy. He says the trade-off to such holidays is a drop in state revenue. The state loses out on collecting dollars that could otherwise be spent on roads, schools, and other areas of the budget. And he says the people who may need the tax holiday the most, low-income people living paycheck to paycheck, may not get to take full advantage of it.
They're not always in a great position to move around their shopping schedule to line up with these sales tax holidays. And so in a lot of cases, they're the people getting left behind by sales tax holidays. And so it's not particularly well targeted to the people that the sales tax actually hits most heavily.
But Davids adds tax holidays are politically popular. They make politicians look good and give retailers lots of advertising. He says the state may fare better through another Florida Retail Federation legislative agenda item, closing an internet sales tax loophole for out-of-state businesses. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.